talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday, November the 15th, 2019. 12:12 coming up on 12:13 in about 7 seconds here. You're tuned into the Exchange Club, and we have some housekeeping to do here, and then we're going to get into it this week. Charlie Evers and my... Do I not have your mic on, Charlie?
It doesn't sound like it, does it?
What'd you do with the... There used to be a mic paper over here. Oh, you're right. That's not... Hold on. Let me flip it here.
Wait, this one.
Okay. Try the orange
hello,
one again.
Hello, hello.
Try the orange one again.
Hello, orangey.
You're on now.
Oh, man. That's big time.
Where did the index card go that had the mic layout
really?
On?
There was an index? I can actually hear out of this one here. I had it cleaned out a couple of days ago by an orthopedic ears, nose, and throat. Yeah, something. And I had that MRI to see if of my brain, and when it came back, it said I needed hearing aids, and so that more or less is what I was told a couple of days ago by the hearing doctor. And then I said, "Oh, fine. Now does Medicare and my supplemental pay for it? Not a penny." I'm going to stick with what I got.
You told me you're not going to get a hearing aid.
No, I'm not. No. Now there are some on the internet I could get for $100.
Do you want to see if somebody wants to give one to you, like the old swap shops? Charlie Evers looking for a hearing aid.
I had a classmate that offered me her here because this was years ago, because she didn't think she needed them. Now she wears them. But anyhow, I had the doctor cleaned out my ears, and he took like a bird's nest out of one side, and the side that I'm hearing now. What was fairly good.
Oh, God.
I can hear great all that one
so
ear.
All these years, you've had a bird's nest.
Yeah.
And one side of your
I should have thought, because I kept hearing cheep, 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 cheep.
Well, there we go. Here's the quick rundown of what's going on.
Oh, yeah, what is going
on?
Yeah,
we wanted to let everybody know. Letters to Santa, because we always start this late, so by hook or by crook this year, we're going to start it early.
Oh.
So you get your letters to Santa. This is where the Santa post office is. Now, take this down, your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. That's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And if you get it out, you will get a letter back.
Really?
You absolutely will. Handwritten letter from Santa Claus.
Wow.
Now, our new address, because we do this every year as well, the Great Christmas Card Swap. And if you send us a Christmas card, we will send you one back. Now, we do have a new address, though, so that's why we've got to give this to you.
Oh, wait, because wait. I had earphones on backwards. I can't
what
hear
are you
out
doing
of that ear.
Today?
I can hear out of
that. Can
it.
You hear now?
The bird's nest is gone.
Oh,
I can hear out of that
Charlie.
Ear.
Holy mackerel.
Now, okay, continue.
If you want to send us a Christmas card, and we will send you one back, just put a return address on the envelope. It's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street. Now, here's the important part. Suite 208, and you know Marion, Ohio.
Yeah.
WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio. Now, you as an office, if you work in an office building, you could send us a big office Christmas card, and we display them here in the office.
Yeah, that would be nice. Sweet. Boy, that sounds high class.
That's where
but
we are
this
right
is
now.
A high class outfit here.
Well, darn right. We moved uptown, Charlie.
Yeah.
We moved uptown.
When are you going to put up the Christmas tree? It's lying there in a box.
Well, you complain every year we put up the Christmas tree. You say we don't put it up right.
Well, anyhow.
We're having a discussion right now. Should we put the Christmas tree in the studio, or should we put it in the lobby?
Oh, I'm sure the studio. I don't know if
we should put it in here.
Manager wants it in the lobby.
Yeah, we don't. So you don't. We should put it in here so we can see it.
Yes, right. Yes.
Right. Okay. So we're gonna. There we go. An executive decision has been made. We have a lot of Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
George Kasotis gave us all the old Christmas decorations.
Oh, that hat.
Yeah.
Was that from George?
That was from George.
Oh my land.
You love that hat.
That's the goofiest thing I ever saw. What was it all about?
It's right up there.
Oh, there
you
it
see
is.
It? It's
yeah,
in
it
that box.
Like, it looks like a witch's hat. Which is which?
Well, but it's Christmas.
Ah.
It does look like a witch's hat.
I never saw it worn by anybody, though.
Do you want to wear it?
No.
We go through this every year. Now, this Christmas hat, if you're at home right now, it looks like a witch's hat. Yeah. But it's got a red base and a
green top.
Witch's top. Now,
is that newspaper stuffed in it? Keep the bugs out?
God. Okay, here's the deal. If anybody can guess what this actually is in the next hour, we'll give them a prize.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean there's a name for something like that?
There is. Now, remember, it's a witch's hat.
Yeah.
It's a red base and a green top. What is it? 740-383-9944. I'll tell you at the end. It's Charlie's favorite Christmas hat.
It didn't belong to Grinch, did it?
I thought it was a Greek Christmas hat for a long time. You know, George
it
being
could
Greek.
Be. Yeah.
The Greek Christmas hat. So there you go. 740-383-9944. Now, here's what I wanted to mention. We're not going to get into any political stories, but I only say this. Roger Stone, who was on this show a whole bunch, like four or five times with me over the years,
yeah,
has been, you know, he was indicted back in January, and the verdict came down today, guilty on all charges.
Really?
I don't think he'll be a guest
Woo!
Anytime soon.
Wow.
And that's federal
crime.
And
what was he guilty of?
Lying to Congress, intimidating witnesses.
Oh.
So,
wow.
Roger, sorry, but I don't think he'll be back. He was on the show like a year ago, remember?
No,
right before
yeah,
he got in all this trouble. So Roger Stone, guilty on all charges.
So what's going on today? So this is supposed to be a wild day in Washington.
Yeah, they're arguing left and right.
Yeah.
The impeachment continues.
I had to laugh at our, what's his name?
Jordan.
He was putting on such an act the other day. I mean, and it was like he had just went through a course on how to be a stern questioner.
But the guys kept shutting him down.
Yes.
Every time he tried to blow up a little bit, they'd shut him down.
But there's something about Jordan. His face looks so pale. Why is that? His face is more pale than anybody else in that panel.
Well, he's probably upset. He's got all those charges against him that are, anyway.
What is anything coming out that thing from Ohio State?
Well, it's in the front page of the papers. It's
no kidding.
He's the referees now say they did tell him, and
didn't,
he did. No, I don't know.
Didn't they say that he might have witnessed men being raped?
That's the charge.
Is that right?
And at the very least, he knew about it.
Oh,
so that's not going to bode well if it's true.
And just think, we lost a coach because somebody else knew about something that.
That's yeah. right. That's right. Yeah. So, you know, that's what's going on in Washington Day. I'm sure it's thoroughly entertaining for the people who are watching it right now.
Yeah.
But
now, hey, if Trump, if they disallowed the fact that he's was elected president, who would become vice president, or who would become the president?
Pence.
Well, no, Pence would be out because he would have lost, too.
Oh, if he loses the election, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lost the election. Would, what's her name? Nancy Pelosi. Bush.
Oh, if they both got thrown out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder she's trying so hard.
Well,
she wants to be president.
Well, I don't want to be too political today.
No,
but,
yeah, that's right.
But did you hear that they asked Hillary again this week?
Oh, she said,
and
yeah.
She said, I'm under tremendous pressure to run, and
right.
I'm not ruling it out.
Yep.
We're going to have Hillary again. I'm telling you. I feel it in my bones.
But then you have all these wannabes that have been in those...
Well, that's why they keep asking her, because they think this is like the JV team out here right now, and
yeah.
they need the professional in there.
Right,
I couldn't believe she said that.
Yeah, it's interesting, but she, yeah.
They said, "Will you?" And she said, "I'm under enormous pressure from my party to run." And they said, "Well, are you going to rule it out?" And she said, "I never, never, never rule out anything."
That's right. It'd be interesting.
What? But when did she got in there?
Yeah. She's her hair even looks good now.
What? So you'd vote for her now because her hair.
No, I'm not a Hillary fan.
Now, see, we have tape from 4 years ago.
I know. I wish you'd erase that thing. The egotistic maniac.
Well, that's what you said.
Yeah. Her husband.
Trump. You were talking about Trump at that point.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about Trump, yeah.
That was the day after he announced.
Yeah.
And you and Marianne got in a kerfuffle about it. And you made fun of Hillary's hair.
Yeah.
And then you said Trump was an egotistical jerk.
That's right.
And then you said, I like Hillary, but she's got to do something with her hair.
Yeah. Now.
Now you don't like Hillary.
A lot of that has changed.
Okay. Well. Yeah. We'll just put that down. We'll put that down on record.
And but I don't like to express my preference in politics.
Me either,
because that can be a disaster.
People hate you.
Oh yeah,
they hate
immediately.
You. So we'll get away from that.
Yeah.
And go into just letting you know that Hillary's out there thinking about it. Now, what do you make about this Browns player clubbing the guy last night?
Well, I think they should suspend anybody involved in that melee. Suspend him forever in football.
Indefinitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Miles Garrett's his name, and the Browns won the game. I still don't understand
what
he was doing.
And that one player had slammed the guy in the head with his helmet. I'm sure he'll be brought up, won't he, on charges of something?
Could be.
Oh.
Could go to prison.
Could have killed him.
Just like an assault.
And he might end up with a concussion.
Well, he might. And I don't know. I didn't understand it, but it was all over the news this morning.
Like, what was it all about?
Well,
yeah.
When you win the game, why do you want to go club the other guy?
It was, a personal type of thing.
A personal
They bit. Hated each other no matter the game's result or not.
So we'll go club the other guy.
Yeah.
So that's what
will
happen.
Get rid of him.
Didn't he realize it was on national television? There was a camera.
Well, that's what temper does. See, temper takes away all.
Now, see, Charlie,
whoa.
You made somebody mad.
Yeah.
You ticked them off. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, the guy you're talking about, Miles Garrett, just announced NFL suspended him.
Oh, what was it?
The season and postseason if the Browns miraculously get there.
Now, is it with or without pay?
Without pay.
Without pay for the rest of the season
good
and
deal.
The postseason.
Correct. And the quarterback, whose name is Mason Rudolph, I haven't read the story in deep detail yet, but they asked his agent what Rudolph planned to do as far as a civil suit. So there's potential there of an assault charge against Garrett for this.
Well, there you go. He shouldn't have done it.
That's the latest.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I think he should have, the one that was hit with a helmet, should have an MRI of his head.
Well, I'm sure the doctor on the field
did
something. So there you go. Miles Garrett, we now know, suspended for the rest of the season and the postseason. And will possibly be brought up on civil charges and maybe criminal.
Yeah.
And no pay. So we don't need to talk about that anymore. That's done deal.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Put that to the side. All right. I do want to let people know next week's a big week because today Ed Asner, who's a good friend of mine on the program, turns 90 today.
Really?
Ed Asner, who was Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and he's in the movie Elf, and he's the voice of Carl in the movie Up. Been around, still working, 90 years old today, and he'll be on this show Monday live from 9 to 10.
Ooh.
Ed Asner on Monday. Now, next Thursday, we're going to be joined by a first-time visitor to this movie, or this station. Now, Charlie, do you like the Hallmark movies?
I've never seen one.
Never seen one. Let's pretend.
I've got more things to do, like finding out chickens.
I don't like them either, but we're for the sake of this conversation, because we're going to have this guest on, this station loves the Hallmark movies, and you and I have seen them all.
Is this the Disney thing?
No, this is the Hallmark thing.
Okay.
Next Thursday on this station, we're going to have Ashley Williams on from 9, 10 to 10 a.m. live. Now, she is the star of the new Hallmark Christmas classic, Holiday Hearts, which will premiere on the Hallmark Channel next Thursday night as part of their big holiday extravaganza. And Ashley Williams will be live with us on Thursday morning.
Wow. Gee, I wonder what I have to do up on my roof to pull that in.
No, and here's the thing. This Ashley Williams, this is why this is a big interview for me. Because years ago, she was on a television show called Good Morning Miami. And I had one of those. I had a crush on her.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a crush on anybody, Charlie, like a movie star?
Rita Hayworth.
Rita Hayworth. Yeah. Man. What about Marilyn Monroe?
No, even though she was married to a guy in Marion once.
You know, she put her toes on George Kosodis's leg. Yes.
But what I would, well, that's another, I would like to find out more about, I think it was Bob Schweitzer she was married to from Marion.
She got around.
Yeah.
Marilyn. But Ashley Williams on this show next Thursday morning.
And she's young.
Yes. Yeah. So put that there. Yeah, talk about these old people.
Other than that Splashly that you have on every now and then.
Splash?
What's her name? Splashly something? She's dead. From the Republican convention.
Oh, Phyllis Schlafly?
Yeah, Schlafly. I could never say that. Schlafly.
Well, she's not young.
No, she's dead.
She's dead. She's dead. We can't have her on anymore.
Yeah.
But no, Ashley Williams is very young.
That's good. That's
and
good.
She's starring in the brand new Hallmark holiday classic.
How on earth can you manage that?
Manage what? A young person?
Yeah. We're getting her on the program.
Oh, well, that's just talent, Charlie.
Okay.
I mean, what can you do?
Yeah,
can you imagine a station next week having Ed Asner and Ashley Williams on in the same week?
That's great.
Live.
Yeah.
So don't tune that out.
Need to put that on a billboard somewhere.
Well, see, like I said, she's the second best-looking woman in the world.
Is that right?
Second, yes.
Second. Who's first?
Well, I can't.
Splashly Ashley?
Yeah, no. Mrs. Schlafly? Listen, I'm tied up in legal things with Mrs. Schlafly right
now. Oh.
You've heard about that, right?
No.
Oh, God, yes, Charlie. Oh,
really?
Oh, God. Even after her death.
No kidding.
Yes, yes. I think I can talk about it.
Is that locally or not?
No, no, it's nationally.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Whoa.
Here's what happened. I think I can talk about this.
Yeah, talk about it.
Phyllis Schlafly has been dead for about 2 years. But I guess when she was putting together her will, somebody got cut out. So there's some family discord there.
Yeah.
And I taped an interview with Phyllis about 2 months before she died. And they want to use that as if she's competent in court.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
So okay. I haven't decided yet whether I'm going to do that or not, but there it is.
You'll be called to a court somewhere in New York or somewhere?
Yes, and my understanding was the lawyer is going to fly here to depose me.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I know.
No kidding.
Wait, doing these little interviews. And
all you did
like
innocently is record her in an interview.
Yes, just innocently. I didn't know she was going to die.
Wow.
Or have all this.
That's interesting.
I know.
Yeah.
Go in the book.
Boy.
Deposed by the Schlafly family.
Isn't that something?
But no, Phyllis Schlafly was not the most beautiful woman in the world. She was kind of sour.
How old was she when you interviewed her?
Well, I interviewed her a lot. So she was probably over the late 80s, early 90s. She died on Labor Day, which I always thought was ironic because she was against women working.
Yeah, did she have some kind of a network thing or something that came out every so often?
Oh, yeah, she was a radio commentator.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay.
Eagle Forum.
Yeah.
We used to run it on this station. Don't you remember that?
Well, yes, I do.
Every hour.
I remember,
we had old Mrs. Schlafly on here.
Yeah?
And now she's coming back to haunt me from the grave.
Boy. Oh, boy.
God. How will that turn out?
At least there's nothing that will affect you.
No.
Just what you did.
Just what I did.
Yeah.
But you see, they want to use it, I think, to prove that she was competent.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll give you a part of the settlement then.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
There we go.
Maybe we get new earphones.
We'll get some new earphones around here. That's right. Our earphones are disintegrating before you. But Ashley Williams next. Ed Asner on Monday, who just turned 90 today. And then Ashley Williams.
Well, that's something.
The star of the new Hallmark Holiday Hearts movie.
Wow.
On Thursday, the same day that the movie comes out.
No kidding.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
She'll be here that morning, and then she'll be there that night, and she's the second most beautiful woman in America.
Okay.
And maybe other countries as well. All right.
My.
So we named that.
Yeah.
All right. So, I heard you talking about I can see the excitement in you, Charlie, is overwhelming today. You're excited. Yeah. Okay, well.
You're talking about capons?
No, we're not talking about capons. Oh. No, but you were talking about turkeys.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't want to screw this up, so I'm not going to say where, but here's the deal, okay? For all you Thanksgiving goers who are going to be having turkey at your house, there is a grocery store right now that if you buy $125 worth of groceries, you get a free 18-pound turkey.
Okay, now that goes back to what I said.
Right.
That they're trying to get you then to buy a turkey or so forth because you'll buy the rest of what you need.
Right, but isn't that a good deal? If the rest of what you need is $125, yeah. You get the turkey for free.
Yeah, not bad.
So there you go. Look for that deal. That,
what turkeys you can buy for $1.99 a pound?
Yeah, they're cheap, but yeah. It's going to cost you. Why not save $10 if you're going to buy $125 worth of groceries anyway? Yeah.
Is that self-checkout or not?
Whatever you want to do.
I had heard.
Oh,
okay,
God.
We
here
got
we
it.
Go.
That's saved by the call.
Phyllis Schlafly. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
You just talking about turkeys.
What we were.
Hey, that quarter ride. Yeah, you got to pay $100 better to get a free turkey.
Right.
Save a lot. If you spend $25, you get your turkey for 49 cents a pound.
Well, there you go.
Now, hold on. Over to, what's his name? Over on Richmond Avenue. If you spend $25, you get it for 39 cents a pound.
Oh, turkey deals but, everywhere.
But if you go to Myers, all you got to do is buy the turkey for 33 cents a pound.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Thanks for that.
So they're all running different. So why spend $125 or so on Kroger's to get a free turkey when you can buy one for 33 cents at Myers, or the extra money to buy it at Save a Lot or Minnesota?
As long as everybody gets a turkey, we'll be happy.
Right. Be happy, but you got to look at the ads. And you gotta read them.
I think you're right. Well, hey, thank you.
Yep.
Now, there you go. Now you know all about the turkey.
Okay, the turkey is the magnet to draw you into the store to buy everything
else.
Well,
it's Thanksgiving. It's all about the turkey.
Well, it is. I think one of the most interesting things I had this morning, though, was the fact that the plump turkeys cannot be bred by a male turkey.
Is this the reason you told me off the air earlier?
Did I? Oh, you said it on the air, I thought.
Oh, did you? I might have missed that.
Because they're plump. They're too plump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You said that on the air earlier on?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You used that word?
Plump.
Plump.
Yeah.
You didn't use the word that rhymes with plump, right?
Plump. What would rhyme with plump? Dump?
Yeah, dump. Do you know the dump cake woman?
Oh, the
Jeff and I were talking about that.
No, I heard you
earlier.
Talking about that.
Yeah, dump cake.
Yeah. Well, she take cake mix and put water with it and dump it somewhere?
She puts the ingredients together and then she doesn't make it. She just dumps it in a cake pan.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask. There. It's really interesting. There is on the internet now, you can subscribe to a thing called Aldi's Nerds.
Aldi's Nerds.
Yeah, and it's people that shop at Aldi's and they talk among themselves about, different buys. But there was one thing I saw I've been trying to find, and that's, they said it's so delicious. I don't know if it's, it comes in a package, and all you do is add hot water to it, and you've got the whole thing. And I can't remember what it was.
Well, that's interesting, because this is what the secret is behind the dump cake. And also, at Thanksgiving, you have the bag that you put the turkey in.
You don't eat the bag, though.
No, you don't eat the bag.
Yeah.
No.
I wonder what
plastic.
You could do to it, though, to make it edible.
The bag? It's
well,
plastic.
I'm thinking, wasn't there a cloth or a paper bag?
For a turkey?
I think. Wasn't
no,
there?
I don't know. I think it's always been plastic.
No, you can't put plastic in an oven.
Well, it looks plastic. I think it's a plastic bag.
No, plastic bags don't do well in an oven.
Well, it's a clear bag.
Hmm.
You don't use the...
No, there's a paper bag somewhere.
I'm telling you, the bag I use every year
yeah.
is a clear bag.
And you put it in the oven?
Put it in the oven.
No wonder your oven burned up.
That was on Thanksgiving night last year.
I'm sorry, Fireman, I used a plastic bag, I know.
I don't know if it was plastic. Or they sell them in the stores.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Man. Okay. Well, we still got some time before the... Well, the holidays are going to be interesting this year because I thought we'd use this story. Did you hear that... because all they... every magazine in the store, what are they always talking about now?
Black Friday. Oh, I'm so tired of Black Friday.
We're not there yet.
Oh, no, we aren't. But they're using Black Friday. Oh, we've got even early Black Friday specials. Oh, it goes on and on and on. Black Friday.
Well, I see what I always see in the grocery store checkouts is what's her name? Princess Meghan and Harry. She's on the cover of every magazine. And I learned this week that they have, because they had their first child this year.
Yeah.
They're not going to go to the big celebration. The
Thanksgiving.
Christmas.
Oh.
The big family yeah. celebration or Thanksgiving because they want to spend time at home with their new child.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I don't know if it is because, you know, you're going to tick the queen off and you're going to tick your brother off, Harry.
Yeah.
What's the brother? No, Harry's the one's married to her. What's the other one?
What is it?
William. So that you're going to tick them off. But see, is there friction in the family? Is that why they don't want to go?
Yeah, I wonder. You know, William's going to look more like his dad.
Going bald.
Bald, yes.
Bald, he's going bald.
And Harry's, his brother is, kind of good looking.
Well, they marry good looking women.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But you see, they're not going to the holiday party. And this got me to thinking, because I have Thanksgiving at my house, and I have Christmas at my house, Christmas Eve at my house. Is there anybody I want to disinvite this year? Because if the royal people are going to do it, I should be able to do it.
Well, that's right. Hey, by the way, your day would come when you can actually get William or his brother on the air.
Oh, the royals?
Yes, the royals.
Well, if I can get Ashley Williams and Ed Asner, why can't I get the royals?
Well, that's it. If you could, that would make headlines all over Marion.
If I had the royals on?
Yes.
Well, I know somebody who knows her.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I could call him up.
Hey, you if you could accomplish that, oh my goodness, all over Marion. Did you hear what Scott has on?
The royals.
Yeah.
Royals. I'll work on it. I bet I get Megan on.
Yeah.
She used to be an actress.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, see, this year, but I want to, this Thanksgiving and Christmas thing, because this year I might be inviting somebody new to Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, you're trying to decide who? Or whom?
Well, I know there are certain people who come to it every year. But I'm trying to figure out if I should bring this new person into the misery of what my Thanksgiving and Christmas usually are.
Like Sean?
Oh, Sean's already there. Sean's
been
there.
Right?
Oh, yeah, he comes every year, Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but he's on that keto diet now.
He's on that keto diet.
No turkey for Tom.
Well, I think you can have turkey on the keto.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Oh,
but you can't have the pie.
And gravy.
Well, Sean doesn't like turkey.
Oh.
No, if it's not boiled or covered in ketchup, he doesn't like...
How about sliced ham? Oh, by the way, I found out today how chipped ham comes about.
I heard that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I often wondered...
Why it's chipped.
Yeah, or what makes it chipped ham.
Do you think I should invite the new person?
Who's the new person? Oh, Glenn?
No, Glenn's not on the list. No. There's a, how should you say this? There's a, it's a girl.
Oh, Lois Fisher.
Yeah, Lois Fisher. I'm going to invite Lois Fisher over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
No, not Lois Fisher. This is a girl who I know, who I think I might invite over.
Ooh, you're interested in?
We don't talk about that stuff on the air, Charlie.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, my.
No. But this is a girl. Now, what would you do?
Depends on what she looked like.
Well, she looks nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so what do you do? Do you bring her over on Thanksgiving? I mean, I guess ultimately it's her choice on whether she wants to come or not.
Hmm, who would that be? I don't know.
What do you mean? I'm asking, should I invite her over to meet these people?
Oh.
We're not talking about who she is.
Well, I don't know. You're going to pick turkey?
I do every year.
Hmm.
I get out the big plastic bag and...
Is that one of those plump turkeys?
It's a plump turkey. I hope I don't burn the house down this year like I did last year.
That's right, yeah.
I don't know if I can afford that again.
Do you have a turkey roaster?
I have a pan.
Yeah.
So we never did solve the... Should I invite the person over?
Well, it depends on who the person is.
Well, it's a person I know.
Well, invite her.
All right. But see, I don't know because it would be her first time meeting these people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Are the people she would meet not outstanding?
Well, they're people like Sean. I don't know what you call those people.
Oh, okay.
Well, Sean and you know, some of my family members are there. Yeah. And I don't know.
How about the one that doesn't like you after that wedding card you sent?
Oh, God. Well, you know, they can take a flying leap, that person. You think I invite that person over for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I would. Make up for her.
No, I was right in that situation.
Is that right?
Yes. That card?
Are they divorced yet?
No, they're still married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but one day they'll get a divorce. So you're all. How long was it before you invited somebody over to meet your family?
Never.
You never did. They still haven't met.
Well, not at Thanksgiving.
No. So you would not invite your, if you were dating somebody,
yeah.
Would you invite them over to meet your people?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you would.
Of course, then you'd have to almost. Agree that you would spend part of the day then with her family.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's...
If you didn't like the way they cooked, why, that'd be difficult.
Well, I don't know what that whole situation is, but I know that I... See, I think I should be polite and invite.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like a thing. That was a rhyme. Be polite, invite for the holidays. But I don't want her to feel pressure to come to the Thanksgiving thing.
Okay. Well, I was invited once to a dinner, and it wasn't until after I ate several of these things that I found out what they were.
What were they?
Mountain oysters.
Oh, but you liked them. No, you didn't like them. The food wasn't good.
You know what a mountain oyster is?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, well, I won't tell you.
Well, no, tell me. What is a mountain oyster? I need to know.
You do?
Yeah. It's not bad, is it?
Well,
can we say it on the air?
Well, sure.
All right, what is it?
It's a genital.
Okay, well, let me write that down.
Yeah, write that down.
Mountain oyster equals...
A genital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of certain animals have a pair of them.
Man alive. See, this is why I don't invite people over for the holidays.
Yeah.
Somebody will say something like that.
That's right. I'm going home.
I might just go to the Day Spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll
join
be there.
Join us. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have dinner with you and your family
right.
on the holiday.
Right.
I did want to get into the Thanksgiving mood here because is there anything special you cook on Thanksgiving, Charlie, or any time of the year?
I don't cook.
Well, that's going to limit that.
If I could cook anything for Thanksgiving, it would be fried oysters.
Fried oysters.
Yeah.
Well, I do a special macaroni and cheese dish.
Oh, man, don't mention macaroni.
No!
Macaroni and cheese is like newspaper.
Charlie, if I brought the macaroni and cheese here, you would love it.
No, I wouldn't.
You would love it. I'm going to make a bowl for you. We're going to eat it. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to find out, where are you guys located at now?
We're at 165 West Center Street.
Second floor of Ohio Health Building.
Okay. All right. I went to your old place to try to pick up some my free tickets to the
Cleveland.
You're not here. That's what the website says.
Yeah, we'll get that updated on the website.
Yeah, we're on the second floor. You take the elevator up to where we're at.
Just go right down the road.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, we just went through this at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
The new address. But no, I'm going to make...
We didn't tell them about the elevator.
I'm going to make the macaroni and cheese. It's called three cheese macaroni and cheese.
Ugh.
No, you'll like it. It's not like those mountain oysters.
Yeah, well, hey, to me, it probably, I don't know.
Well, I do that, and oh, I also do a lasagna, but I don't put the ricotta cheese in it because I don't like ricotta cheese.
Oh, really?
No, I don't like ricotta cheese. But what I do is I don't put hamburger in it either. I put sausage in it.
With your macaroni and cheese?
Well, it can be a side dish. I don't mix them together.
I wouldn't either.
No, but you make the lasagna like you normally make the lasagna.
Yeah.
And then you put sausage.
I don't like lasagna either. I think it's garbage.
What is wrong with you today? You just seem angry.
I like good stuff to eat, but lasagna is layer after layer of pasta.
Pasta.
And pasta makes one fat.
Right, but that doesn't mean it's garbage.
Well, to me it is.
Do you know how many tickets to San Sodas we've given out over the years?
He makes lasagna?
Well, he's Italian.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't necessarily...
That's an Italian dish, Charlie.
I thought it was French.
Oh, my. Go ahead, caller.
I don't like macaroni and cheese either.
Hey!
There was a Chevy Chase movie where he and his wife moved to the country, and they go into this little country diner, and he orders mountain oysters, and he ends up breaking the record. He didn't know what they were, and he ended up eating like 46.
Oh, boy.
Which broke the record for the most mountain oysters ever eaten by a patron of this particular restaurant.
Wow.
And when he got done, he said, boy, those were good. And then the proprietor of the restaurant says what they were. And,
yeah.
And then, of course, he kind of throws up or whatever.
Yeah. Now, listen, Jeff.
That's interesting.
Here, the day before Thanksgiving, you're going to come in here with Charlie, and I'm going to make macaroni and cheese and lasagna.
I'll eat cheese sandwiches or some cheese on a pizza, but I have never cared for macaroni.
I'll bring you a chipped ham sandwich.
I'd eat a chipped ham sandwich.
No, I make a special pizza. I do a pizza, but I use a special ingredient that's secret.
And we'll see.
Okay, well, think it over.
Right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well,
what is wrong with you people? Macaroni and cheese is the food of wonders.
I grew up eating macaroni and cheese, and I can still see it. I can see it bubbling in a glass dish in the oven.
But no, see, I don't do it like that.
No?
No. I do three cheese, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I'm still trying to find out what it is with Aldi's. You can buy it in a plastic bag, put it in something, and add hot water, and it's complete. Is it
paint thinner?
What's that common broccoloni and cheese and broccoloni?
What's a broccoloni? I've broccoloni. Never heard that term in my life.
Me neither.
Broccoloni. What is that?
What is broccoloni?
Man, ever since you got that bird's nest out of your ear, everything's clear as a bell. Broccoloni?
That's not Barcelona. Broccoli. Broccoli, that's it.
What is broccoloni?
That's broccoli with, by the way.
Broccoli from Italy.
I was watching channel something on Ohio State last night.
Yeah?
It's called Taste of Columbus. Only that came to Waldo.
Oh, for the bologna.
Yes. And now I couldn't believe what I was hearing. The interviewer asked the owner, where'd you get your bologna?
Oh.
And that I thought was a deep, dark secret.
Is it?
No.
He told him.
Yeah.
Where do they get their bologna?
Falters in Columbus.
Oh, so now we know.
Yeah.
So there's no secret
anymore.
But there's
probably different varieties. I'm sure they've got their own... Falters sells thousands of pounds of bologna every week.
So you go to Falters, and now you can have a GNR bologna sandwich.
Well, not necessarily. I really didn't want to even mention that, but they did on TV. I'm sure that the one at the GNR has a different combination of taste.
What do you think about putting sausage in lasagna rather than hamburger?
I would rather have sausage.
That's what I do. And people love it. They go crazy. They go bananas.
But throw the macaroni away.
No, listen, the day before, you'll be here. It's a Wednesday.
Really?
Oh, Thanksgiving Eve. I'm going to bring in.
I think I'm going to get sick.
No, I'm going to bring in the macaroni and cheese. The three cheese macaroni. Yeah. You know what the three cheeses are?
Limburger.
No, not Limburger.
Neuschwander.
I throw some broccoloni on top of it all.
Yay. Hey, that's a new term, broccoloni. I like that.
Broccoloni. Okay, it's mozzarella.
Yeah.
American. Do you know what the third one is? Colby.
Oh, yeah, I like Colby.
Well, here we go.
That's my favorite.
Well, here we go. It's going to be delicious macaroni and cheese.
But I don't like melted Colby. I like it sliced right, you know.
Well, we're going to have Colby cheese, mozzarella, and American, all on top.
Really?
Yeah, of this macaroni and cheese. It's delicious. It's got the brown on it where it's bubbled.
Ooh,
going to be a day. People, you'll have to tune in the day before Thanksgiving. And Jeff Ruth is going to come in, and he's going to bring the broccoloni from wherever you buy that. I wonder if Jeff cooks anything special. Jeff, do you cook anything special? Are you out there listening?
I thought it was so interesting to find out how chipped ham comes about.
How does chipped ham come about?
They take pieces of ham and make a cake out of it, press it together with pressure, you know. Then they cook it, and then they slice it thin.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Colby cheese and chipped ham is not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've covered that. The lasagna, the mac and cheese, the homemade pizza. Okay, I think we got it all here.
You going to have turkey for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I usually make the turkey and the rolls and the stuffing at my house.
You take the stuffing out of the turkey before you cook it?
I do.
That little plastic bag?
Oh, you mean the giblets?
Is it what's the difference between a giblet and a gizzard?
Well, the gizzard is deep in the turkey, and the giblets are in the bag.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, yeah,
no.
You can feel the gizzard when you pull it out.
I never thought that. You know, people talk about giblets?
Giblets.
And then we talk about the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder that grinds the grain they eat. That's a, what do you call it? I don't know.
I'm not sure if I'm inviting this person over for Thanksgiving now or not. Because I make the dressing, I make the turkey, I make the, here to pick up zoo tickets? All right, here they are for you.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend.
Tell the monkeys they said hello.
The rock band?
The rock band?
The monkeys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. I mean monkeys.
We're going to have a big potluck here. What are you going to bring?
I'll bring the pot. You
got a rusty old pot?
Yeah.
Full of broccoloni.
I got a pot and a standard I can hang it from, and we can build a fire right on the floor.
We don't need to cook anything. A potluck, we all bring dishes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
It'll be good. We'll have a good time the day before Thanksgiving. Jeff can bring the turkey.
He'll eat everything up. Zip and be gone.
Well, apparently not macaroni and cheese. We've learned something
that
doesn't like.
Right.
I did not realize.
Both Jeff and myself, no go on broccoli.
Boy, that's
and broccoloni.
Today. Today's word is broccoloni.
Yeah.
Broccoloni.
Oh, I can't believe it. Broccoloni.
It's interesting. Now, I do want to remind everybody, next week we are going to have Ed Asner on Monday.
Yeah.
9:10 to 10 a.m. live. Legendary actor. And then on Thursday, the star of the new Hallmark holiday movie, Holiday Hearts, Ashley Williams, 9 to 10.
What do you think about the new Disney movies?
I don't know. You know, I like the old ones better.
I mean, these are all of them.
Oh, that people can order them all? Yeah. I like that.
Don't they have a separate channel, after another?
Right. I think that's good.
But they claim that it's going to freak out our little kids. Bambi,
Little Mermaid and Lion King and Jungle Book.
Bambi's mother burns to death in the woods.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Drama.
Snow White had that evil witch try to poison her apple. Oh. And then for friends, she had those seven dumb, or those seven dwarfs.
Dwarfs. Yeah. Have you heard the whole thing about Sean and I eating the blizzard on the night before Thanksgiving?
No.
He won't. This is a tradition. Every year we go out and get a blizzard on the night before.
What's a blizzard?
You never had a blizzard?
A Dairy Queen?
Dairy Queen, yes.
Oh, okay.
I get an Oreo blizzard, and he gets a chocolate ice cream Reese cup blizzard. And we do that every Thanksgiving
Why?
Eve. Well, it's a tradition.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we go there, and now he doesn't want to do it because he's on this keto diet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But that's wrong.
How much weight has he lost?
I don't know. I don't know that he has lost any.
Yeah.
I don't. He might have. I don't want
to
say that.
It'd be interesting to know.
I don't
know.
I haven't recorded it.
Because if anybody, would gain by that, I'm sure he would.
Gain by losing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sure. Well, you got to lose if you're going to go on the keto.
That's right. Now, I've lost 7 or 8 pounds by just not eating as much.
You're not on the keto.
No.
No. So...
I'm on the diet from people down one floor below me. Evers, no salt. No salt.
No salt. Please, no salt. And that'll take that much out of you. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
There's two types of people that eat macaroni and cheese and lasagna.
All right.
There's one that say they do and the one says they don't.
That's right. Those are the two types.
And I was going to ask you if Sean really investigated that keto diet when he started doing all that.
I doubt it. Why, is there something?
I was going to say, because I read some, my son read some articles on it's really bad for some of your immune system and stuff, and I guess it's been killing people.
Oh.
Wow.
Well,
I don't know. I can't exactly. I can maybe get with him and get where he got the information, but I was talking to him earlier. He said that diet is dangerous.
Well, I'll tell Sean about that.
Yeah, because I don't know what it was, but I'm going to talk to him this weekend and see if I can find out where the article is.
All right. Well, hey, thank you.
Scott.
Bye-bye. Bye. Have a great weekend.
That's interesting.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Could be trouble.
Oh, in Bucyrus, they've opened up a cigar store.
Oh, people don't smoke cigars anymore.
Oh, they do up there, apparently.
But you can't smoke anywhere anymore.
He claims people going through Bucyrus on their way to Lake Erie are going to stop and buy cigars.
They'll throw a bucket of water on you. That place won't be open long.
You wonder.
I don't think you can do it anymore.
I wonder.
Well, what did we learn today?
Nothing.
That you and Jeff don't like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
And that maybe we'll invite this person over for Thanksgiving.
Hmm.
You know, that's always tentative.
Yeah.
And Ashley Williams next Thursday, Hallmark movie.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Holiday
yeah.
Hearts, 9 to 10. And Ed Asner on Monday, 9 to 10. And
Are you going to film it? No, she won't be here in the studio.
She won't be here in the studio, but she'll be live on the... I'm telling you, Charlie, this could be a thing, because when you have a crush on somebody for all those years,
yeah.
A movie star crush, what would have happened if you would have ever gotten to interview Rita Hayworth?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Would you have told her?
I never met her.
But would you have said, listen, you were always my whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I'll tell her on Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
If I take a notion on Thursday morning, I'll tell her.
Okay.
All right. Well, that wraps the show up for today.
Whew. Yeah, it took a while.
It did. It was a long one. We hope you have a great weekend.
And don't forget your broccoloni.
Broccoloni all weekend long. That would be broccoli, bologna with broccoli on it.
Yeah.
Would that be good?
A bologna broccoli sandwich.
With cheese.
Yeah, put some cheese on it.
Put some cheese on, meld it on there.
Oh.
Broccoloni.
Wow.
Broccoloni's good for you. Broccoloni's good for me. Stay tuned. Much more programming around the corner. Don't go anywhere.
Put my hand up and so forth, but he's afraid of my questions, and my questions are very direct. Why are we in a war, unprovoked, killing innocent